Measures to deal with coronavirus outbreaks are in place across Europe. Many involve the reintroduction of restrictions, which have been eased after initial lockdowns. Many Europeans have deemed it lockdown light and are still hoping for a relatively normal Christmas. Our Europe correspondent, Inika Mules, spoke with Zoe Canadas.
Yeah, I mean, this week, Europe basically just introduced all these sweeping lockdowns in all different countries to sort of to deal with the numbers that are now basically the highest that they've ever been. So up until this point, a lot of governments were trying to avoid another lockdown for economic reasons and social reasons, but numbers are at a point now where it was just too difficult to not do it at this point. So one of the first countries to enter to impose restrictions and who are now in a national lockdown was France. So people basically can only leave their house if they want to go to work, if they can't work from home, to buy essential things, to go to the doctors or exercise just for an hour. So everyone, anyone who's outside at the moment has to carry like a written statement which justifies what they're doing. And this is basically exactly what they did back in March. All shops, restaurants, bars are closed, but schools and nurseries are basically staying open. And that's interesting. That's basically across the board in most European countries at the moment. It was really important for a lot of governments to try and keep the schools open as much as they possibly can. And we'll have to see if that actually stays that way, because there were lots of arguments over whether or not that was too risky, whether children can spread it or whether they spread it less. So that's what's going on in France at the moment. In Germany, they've got what they're calling a lockdown light or a partial lockdown. So that just started yesterday. So we've got new restrictions, which include the closure of cinemas, gyms, pools, restaurants, bars. The schools and creches are open. And shops and hairdressers, interestingly, are allowed to stay open. With hairdressers, it's interesting. So some hairdressers are allowed to stay open, but if they do manicures, then you're not allowed to get a manicure. So there are a few little niche rules there, which not everyone's entirely sure why those rules, you know, exist, why manicures are more hazardous than getting your hair done. But that's how it is there. Social contacts are only limited to two households with a maximum of 10 people. And of course, big, large events with lots of people are cancelled. Moving on to Italy. Italy has again introduced a lockdown, though it's not quite as strict as the first one that they did, where they went into total lockdown. So schools and workplaces are staying open there as well. And, you know, masks need to be worn everywhere. But all restaurants and bars are allowed to stay open, but they must close by 6 p.m. And then Spain, meanwhile, has declared a state of emergency. That came in about a week or so ago. So there are people, you know, there's essentially a curfew in place there where people have to stay home between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. So you're only allowed to, you know, go out to go to work or buy medicine or if you're a carer of sorts. So that's just really just a snapshot of a huge, you know, number of lockdowns which have come in across the continent in the past week or so. And it's interesting. It's very different from the first one in the sense that it's much more specific. Authorities seem to have decided that some activities are more riskier than others. But of course, different countries have taken different lengths, for example. So in Germany, you don't need a note to leave home. You can leave home whenever you like. There is no curfew in place. And you compare that to Spain and France, for example, where it's much stricter in that regard. This is the second wave in Europe. It's come here, as a lot of people were predicting in the first place. And we'll have to see how long these new lockdown measures last.
And do you think Europe will take this lockdown, their second lockdown, as seriously as they did the first one?
It's an interesting question, because I that was one of the main issues. Possibly because it took so long for this new lockdown to come in, because people had, you know, they had this fatigue, you know, they were really, really over it. from the first one, especially because the first one came in so quickly and so suddenly, and no one was quite sure if it was necessary or not. At that time, people were definitely taking it seriously. Coronavirus was this new thing. No one was quite sure what it did, who it affected. So people were really cooperating for the most part. I can only speak from my experience living in Germany, but I mean, back then we considered ourselves very lucky because we didn't have those strict lockdown measures. Like I mentioned before, where you have to leave the house with a note and so on. You could more or less leave whenever you wanted. You could still go exercise for as long as you wanted, but you would go to the park and you would see people following the rules. You would see social distancing in almost all cases. And the numbers stayed relatively low compared to other countries here. So, but this time around, there's a lot more anger in some cases. I mean, there were riots in Spain. There were, you know, people protesting in Italy as well. In Germany too, particularly in Berlin, mostly because the people who are affected this time around come from the hospitality industry in particular. People from the working class whose factories have had to close. Hairdressers, if hairdressers are closed. The people who were hit the hardest the first time around are getting hit again, and especially those in the hospitality industry, they're quite annoyed because they spent many, many months changing their restaurant layout. They've imposed strict new measures. If you go to a restaurant, you have to sign your name, wear a mask, either plexiglass dividers everywhere. It's one of the most hygienic places you can go in many cases. And yet they were hit by the lockdown again. So that's what a lot of them are arguing over. They say, please let us prove that we have, you know, reasonably safe measures and then let us open again. And again, the issue with the schools staying open is something that not everyone agrees with either. So it's only been 2 days in Germany at least. And this debate is just something that's going to go on and on and on. But ultimately, it's up to authorities to say this is how it is at this point in time. If they decide to change, you know, they said after 2 weeks they would review the current lockdown measures. But people, there is definitely a sense of frustration and fatigue at this point over the whole lockdown issue.
I'm speaking with our Europe correspondent, Ineke Mules. And moving on, there's been a terror attack in Nice. Two men have been arrested. Could you tell us more?
Yeah, so this was a very, very a shocking attack that took place in Nice in France over the weekend. A man entered a basilica and he's accused of carrying out an attack that left at least three people dead. The man, he was shot several times by police. They're still waiting to interview him. He survived. He's in the hospital where he's recovering from serious injuries. So we don't know too much about that man so far, besides the fact that he was a Tunisian man. He was 29 years old. He had recently arrived. He had traveled to Europe via Italy, and he'd recently arrived in France, and his family in Tunisia had been identified as well, and they confirmed that. But now French police are now investigating the terror attack further, and they've arrested more men, which brings the number of people taken in for questioning to six. So it seems to be, although initially this attack seemed to be, you know, possibly a lone wolf style attack, there are more and more people being brought in for questioning. And, you know, there's also been a lot of cooperation with police in Italy and Tunisia as well. But this is, it was a very, very upsetting for many people, especially people in the Muslim community in France too, who are really getting frustrated with this current spate of, Islamic extremist motivated attacks in France. There was one a few weeks ago which we did discuss about a teacher who had shown a picture of a cartoon of the Prophet Muhammad to a group of school kids, and he was threatened repeatedly and eventually was killed just on his way home walking through a park, which was again linked quite quickly to Islamic extremism. And now we have this attack coming up as well. So it started yet another national conversation, which France is no stranger to, unfortunately, about Islamic extremism and how it should respond to it. And it's a very it's something that's going to be unfolding for a while. It's very, very much in people's minds. President Emmanuel Macron has, repeatedly made statements on this issue, more or less saying that Islamic extremism is not welcome in the country. But of course, there is a very, very large Muslim population in France, and the vast majority of which are very frustrated at, you know, what seems to be this increasing number of attacks. A group of Muslims, actually in one of the cities near Montpellier, they turned out very symbolically to sort of form a ring around their local cathedral, a local Christian cathedral, after the attack, saying that they were fed up with being stigmatized and insulted on social media as well. So it's a very, very it's not such a nice environment at the moment in France from that perspective. And it's something that it's an issue that hasn't really gone away for many, many years. But it's back again. And French police are very, very much on guard and conducting investigations to see if there are, you know, any more people who are planning anything, or any more networks that they need to unravel before it's too late.
Our Europe correspondent, Inika Mules, there speaking with Zoe Canatas about the terror attack in Nice, as well as other news from the continent.